Welcome to the Hole in the Wall Business Podcast with Bill and James. I'm James Groves, and along with my business partner, Bill Dement, we want to share our journey as small business owners with you. As owners of Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, we will attempt to peel back the curtain of owning a small business in the trade service industry and talk about the many adventures of owning a small business. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Outstanding. It's a good week here at Hole in the Wall.
Good week, having a lot of fun, a lot of new things popping.
A lot of good energy.
A lot of
franchise things happening.
Yep.
It's funny is that when I was trying to organize the guest for today, I met her a year ago at a FAVOB event where she was on stage doing her thing. And I said to myself, I need to figure out how to get a hold of this lady because I'd love to have her on the podcast. And
yes.
Then we randomly ended up on a text chain, I don't know, a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I need to talk to her. And so we hooked up there, and I cannot wait to hear her story.
Well, just the basics that you've told me about her, I'm really excited to hear.
I know,
about
right?
I've never met her. This just pre-show, a few minutes when we talked was the first time I ever met her.
This is what I love about our podcast, because we meet some really cool people. The podcast introduces us to even way more cool
right,
cool
I love
people.
That. Yeah.
So it's my pleasure to introduce Crystal Buffet.
Welcome.
Welcome, Crystal. And Crystal is the owner and the franchisor of C3 Wellness and Spa. And I just can't wait to dig into this story. I can't wait to hear more about you. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, James, Bill. This is a true pleasure. I'm really having a good time so far. But yeah.
Well, so tell me. Tell me who Crystal is. Obviously, Bill and I know a little bit about you. Bill's met you 10 minutes ago. In our audience, I want our audience to know all about Crystal and how great you are in the business you're running. So let's just get started. So tell us a little bit about your background.
I tell you, I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You let me know what you think after it's all said and done, okay? I'm a military veteran, Army strong. I've been in Florida, by way of Chicago now for maybe 30 years. I guess I'm Floridian now. I have my 9-year-old daughter, Eris, and my husband and business partner, Marcus. We have been slow walking this process for a little while. I started off mobily doing massage and haircuts, and I think I did that for maybe 7 years. And then I wanted to graduate a little bit, so I ended up renting a room in a 55 and up resort style community. And I started doing massage, facials, and all the things there. And I was like, yeah, this is it. I had a wine and cheese open house, filled me up for like a month. And now it's been history like ever since. So
you started mobily?
Yeah, I did. I started mobile.
That is cool.
Yeah, and I just kept taking my little earnings and flipping it and finding a way to, you know, think big.
But so your first brick and mortar, where did you open that up at?
Well, my first brick and mortar, I think once I opened up the location in the 55 and up resort style community, I started off with one room, expanded into two rooms.
Love it.
Went into, I turned a bank into my spa inside that community. And from there, built my second location within the same year.
Wow.
So, yeah, it just kind of grew really fast from there.
And so how long has that been since you started all that?
I want to say it's been now 6 years.
Really?
Yeah,
well, that doesn't sound like a slow rolling it to me.
I'm telling you, from where I started to now, it's a blink of an eye. But, you know, we took our time and, you know, without loans, without, you know, things like that, we just kept taking our earnings and just
good
making the best with it. So
yeah, I like that. We've kind of done that as well with Hole in the Wall. We've just, we call it bootstrapped it.
That's right.
We haven't borrowed money. We just kept plowing back in.
I'm telling you.
All right. So in these brick and mortar places, so you do massages, face, what are some of the things that you services you offer?
Sure. Oh man, we have so many modalities, but like you said, the massage, facials, acupuncture, IV therapy, salt booth, hot yoga.
Oh my goodness.
Body contouring.
Well, you got a lot.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
One-stop shop for holistic wellness.
Excellent. So when did you get the bug, the franchise?
You know, I was having a conversation with a friend, and we was excited about, we used to work together at a massage envy, and she was like, you know, oh, man, we was excited for this receptionist. She moved on, and she got her own franchise, and, you know, with massage envy, and she was, like, extremely excited. I was happy for her. Crystal, you should really consider this, you know? And I was like, you know, with the brand and the way I'm going, I don't necessarily want to do more of the same. I actually want to create my own. Mm. It has to start from somewhere. So how do I figure out how to do that? So I started rubbing elbows and networking, and, you know, Favob was one of the, you know, my strongest connections, where everything that I was looking for just kind of came to me. So I was able to find my franchise developer. I was able to find my payroll company, everything to make my system that I had going stronger. And then I was able to run into, you know, starting my dreams with the franchise process.
So you found those people through the Favob networking?
Through Favob. I was outstanding. Like,
that's impressive.
Well, we're a Patriot member, a trustee of Favob, too. We're big Favob fans. Actually, Stu was just on here a couple months ago.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did you come up with your name, C3?
You know, I started off with being Riviera Spa Massage. So from Cut Ahead to Riviera Spa Massage, because I was a business in the business, and I needed them to find me there. Mm-hmm. So Riviera had no strong significance to me. So, you know, to try to rebrand with just us, for us, really the backstory of 3C is me, my husband, and my daughter, see us three. But, you know, behind it all, of course, there's a complete comprehensive care in, you know, Crystal. So
there is a lot of C's going there.
I know, right? Lots of
C's. Absolutely. So talk us through the franchise journey, because you had the idea, then you met with someone, and then they helped you kind of launch.
Yes. SMB franchising. I had, because I've been in business long enough, I had my policies and procedures set, descriptions of everything we have going on. So I gave them a lot of material that I had already. But what they did for me was clean that up, made everything legit, legal. You know, they made it franchisable. They made it duplicatable. So, I mean, I don't know where I would be without them. They really set the mold for me. So now everything can be just transferred, and I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited about that process. It was a lot of work. Took me maybe like 8 to 9 months, I think, to complete the franchise process itself. It was expensive, but worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely worth it.
So I'm curious, SMB, you said, was the franchise company you used?
Yeah.
And how did you settle on them, and how did you find them?
Well, you know, like I said, through Favob, I ended up meeting a franchise broker that led me to a couple of different companies, and I ended up settling with them. Not settling, they were the obvious choice. So, I mean, with them, you know, they still help me, you know, back me every step of the way as I'm growing as well. So I'm glad they didn't just cut me loose. If I have any questions, any type of tables I need to do to kind of correct my FDD and to renew it, they have been right there every step of the way. So I think I'm still going to reach out, you know, as I go along and maintain that relationship.
Yeah. We have a relationship with a company that does the similar, helped us. FMS helped us, and they've been on the show a few times. And a company like this, you know, and I kind of want to pause and just let our listeners hear that if you have an idea that is franchisable, you think it's franchisable, these companies will talk to you for free.
Yeah.
And they'll evaluate you. Are you really a brand? If you're not a brand, they may give you some tips and tricks to make yourself a brand.
Yeah.
They'll coach you through, do you have the trademark? They'll coach you through, you know, what kind of processes do you have? What kind of CRM?
Yeah, and sometimes you've even got the brand going, but you don't have the systems and you're just not ready, you know, and they can help you evaluate that.
And then they offer, you know, the boilerplate style, you know, books and the FTD stuff that kind of help you through that process. Because I know there's people out there that have some ideas that they're actually in business, they're making money, but they don't even know where to start franchising. So this is one phone call, two phone calls. You go vet a few of these people out and you find the good fit for you and your brand. Mm-hmm. You look at, you know, what have they taken to market before? And is it somebody that, like the people we picked, we knew took a similar business to market. So like, well, they've done it successfully once.
They've done this before.
They've done it before. They're the same people who took Fox Hill Coffee to market. And so it's so we knew we had a good company. And then obviously SMB had something that you liked to help you go to market. Mm-hmm. It's scary though when you're like, now you're exposed, because you've got to expose financials, you got to expose, you know, all the hidden, you know, secret
sauce.
Well,
and one of the secrets is when you sign on with a company like that and you commit to moving towards becoming a franchisor,
right?
You've essentially just taken on a second job. You have a license to work your tuchus off is what it means.
Well, that part, I mean, but we're working hard now. So I think it's working smarter versus harder to actually franchise. I mean, with me having two locations and I franchised during that process of during COVID is when I started franchising. I was like, I don't want to open up another facility. I'd rather train someone else to do that than for me to take on a third location and become a chain. I don't want to do all of that work myself. I mean, I have 68 employees. There's I love it. I love my business, but it can be an adult daycare if you understand.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The more people you work with, you know, it's a lot. But yeah, if somebody else, if I could train them to be the next mogul and so on, I want to train the boss. So I'm excited about that portion of it. This is the easy part to me.
Well, and you're really giving them the opportunity to make a legacy for themselves.
That's right.
And you give them the opportunity to carry the burden, to be a business person, but without starting from scratch, because you put the hard work in. You and your husband have dug in for years building this business. And so somebody's buying into your business. They're buying into your hard work, which, and I absolutely love that. One of our franchisees actually happens to be in the building. And one of the first things that we talked about is he mentioned that I can't wait until I make more money than the home office. And I was like, I can't wait for you to
we
make more money than the home office.
We can't wait either.
Right?
And I would rather empower other business owners to make money and grow their empire in their location, in their communities, then because we opened a satellite office.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for it too much. Great.
It's a lot.
Great people. Just, it's a lot. It was a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good learning experience. Mm-hmm. There was so much that we used going into franchising came as a direct experience of doing the remote office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we're not doing it anymore.
Right. Like you said, the two locations is enough. And now it's.
Well, you got a lot of employees too. So
that's a lot of.
The more bodies to manage, the more headaches you're going to have.
I'm telling you, I thank God for my management team. They are strong and, you know, they're a huge blessing and they take a lot of weight off of us. So we manage the management and the leads and they deal with the rest. So that works. It's a good system.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
What has been a struggle that has kind of stuck out that you had to kind of work through and learn from during the whole process?
I think branding at first was a thing. It's so expensive if you don't figure it out up front. To change signs, every stitch of advertising, marketing that you own, uniforms, you name it, is literally starting your business from scratch when it comes to rebranding. So, I mean, get it figured out, get your trademark situated, make sure that the names and stuff are available, make sure that, you know, it's meaning to you, which you're, you know, signing on for, and then go from there. Like, don't just, I mean, because I was a business and I had to make certain adjustments, I didn't really have that option in the beginning, but it cost me quite a bit to try to change it on the back end because Riviera was taken in Vegas on an empty building that's been sitting there for 5 years.
My goodness.
I couldn't even take Riviera on. And, you know, it probably would have been lazy of me anyway to keep it just because it was a thing. Riviera, like I said, had no real significance to me. And so, I mean, I liked the direction they were going. It was worth the cost, but I would hate for anybody else to go through that in the beginning. So,
well, we thought at one point we may need to do that as well because we had an attorney that was working with us to get get our
trademark.
Yeah. And he thought we weren't going to be able to do it. And his suggestion was, why don't you, after, you know, 10, 15 years in business, why don't you just change your name and change everything? And we're like, that's not even an option.
That's not even close to an option.
No.
So nice guy. I'm glad we had him. We learned a lot through him, but we found somebody else that could get the trademark done.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Because it's so important. It really is.
Well, it was an exercise in perseverance, though, which every successful business has, right? We just, James, to his credit, he just kind of kept pushing through. And networking, he met someone who says, I think I can do that for you. Let's try again.
I'm telling you, that is so strong to just put your ideas out there. And I think a lot of people are afraid of saying what they need. They're worrying about people taking their ideas and things like that. But you won't get fed that way. You won't get what you need if you keep everything to yourself and think you're going to have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
The more you discuss what your issues are and where you're trying to grow, it's just the universe starts bringing you everything that you need. You really got to trust that. Develop the brands.
So. And we talk about it a lot, but if you're going to launch a business, begin with the end in mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So begin with, what do you want to do with this business? If you want to create Crystal Spa, fine, but that may not be a brand that you can take to market.
Right.
You can take the C3 to market, right? If this was Bill's drywall company, it probably wouldn't have been going to
that
market.
Wouldn't have been good, but I got to tell you, I really like Crystal Spa.
That's true.
Yeah. It's so common, though. I'm like,
oh, is it really?
Like Crystal cheeseburgers. I can't make it a Crystal. You know, love my name and everything, but it's kind of common. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to go that route. Uh-huh. I would have fought to the death over a trademark for a Crystal brand. So it's like,
never mind. Yeah. No, but because when I started, I thought I don't want Bill's drywall. I want hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And James,
I love that.
When James came along, he saw it right away. And people every week, two or three times, somebody's just reading our shirt going, hole in the wall, drywall. Oh, I get it. That's so good.
Right. It's catchy.
I know, right? This is, never gets old.
It makes sense.
Which tells me we did good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
good advice, though. Like think through those things early. It doesn't take a lot of time to just do some searching,
right.
Do some Sunbiz searching, do some some Google searching. Does somebody else out there have a name that's similar to ours that's in the same lane that we're in? There's lots of hole in the walls, restaurants and TV shows, but no one in the drywall repair lane.
That's
so
right.
I was able to trademark hole in the wall. We just trademarked, Trish created our brand slogan last year, Love Your Walls Again. And I just got an email today saying that's getting approved for that trademark. So
fantastic.
That whole process allows you to kind of work through and find your identity. So I think if no one takes anything from this podcast outside of your amazing story, is just think about it ahead of time. And if your brand is young enough but has a bad identity, it's not too late to start new one. Don't wait till you're 10 years in like we did.
That part.
You know, that would be horrible, right?
Yeah. Mine was about 7 or so. So, yeah, I get it.
Well. All right. So you've got what was a moment where you – all right, I'll tell you my story is when I landed holeinthewall.com and when I landed got the approval for the trademark, I was about to dance out of my seat.
Yeah, those were watershed events.
It was a highlight moment for me. It was one of the, I was just like, we worked so hard 6 years to get the name Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, holeinthewall.com, 3 years of the trademark. It was just one of those, like I felt the weight come off of my shoulders.
Yeah.
What was a moment in your business that you were just like, this is real. Like this is, it feels amazing.
I think when I was developing my business plan to start while I was still mobile. I went to the library, I'm old school, and I was like, you know, how do I do this? And I, you know, it was a long and a short version. So I did the short. And I think it took me 3 to 6 months to come up with my business plan. And it asked me all these questions I would have never thought to ask myself. So now I have a solution for pitfalls as they come. Now I got, and I realized too, that in creating that was my website, my mission, my vision, all the services that I wanted. It was everything. It was everything that I needed. And I just carried that on with just changing the name. So, I mean, I took myself seriously. I thought big in the beginning. And I encourage everybody to think big. I think most people want to be an entrepreneur, but that's just what your hands can produce. I mean, you have to think past yourself. You don't want to do this hands-on yourself the rest of your life, you know. To, you know, ensure longevity, you need resources, you need people, you know, you want to expand and grow it. So there's some budget cuts that might have to happen in the process, but it's worth it later.
Yeah. I love what you talk about because you didn't try doing it by yourself. Obviously, your business plan, you chewed and you worked through that for months. But when it came time to franchise, you had SMB. We talk a lot here about not doing business in a vacuum. You can't do everything in your business by yourself. You can't be an expert at every trend. I've got a CPA because I don't like doing accounting work. Mm-hmm. I've got an attorney because we need to have agreements between Bill and I.
And good legal advice.
And licensing and all kinds of stuff. So you need to have somebody that can help you through that. I could probably get my own social media up and running, but why? When I've got someone like Trish who's got all the skills and she's got the time, and I can retain somebody that's a professional that does this every day, day in and day out, to help grow my brand. And so, and obviously Favob kind of helps you through some of those you know, finding those right people.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a moment where you found a partner, we call them partners in profit, you know, somebody that would just really moved you to help you get that needle going from one point A to point B?
Besides my resources of, you know, Favob and my Chamber of Commerce, you know, I got heavily involved in a community. I think it took a lot of, you know, with the wheels turning, I just started picking them up as I went along. Mm-hmm. I think I had a lot of investors interested. And that, to me, I don't think that was a route. I didn't want to take that route, and I don't think I would suggest anybody take that route as far as investors. I think that's a quick downfall to most businesses to have someone to answer to when it comes to your dreams, and you kind of lose some sense of control. You can actually get booted out of your own business over picking up investors. And now just, so, I mean, it was easier for us to slow walk this thing with our own finances than to jump big out there and then be forced to kind of do some things to deliver. I needed to go through some of those pitfalls. I needed to, you know, learn some of these lessons the hard way. So it was easier for me to just bring people on, like a marketing team and different stuff like that, versus an investor. You know, it was, you know, it allowed me to expand and grow a whole lot easier.
Yeah,
just attaching people to it, but not making them apart.
Want to become a business owner, but not sure where to start? A hole-in-the-wall drywall repair franchise could be the opportunity you've been waiting for. As a franchisee, you'll have access to our comprehensive training program, ongoing support, and a proven business model developed to help entrepreneurs like yourself succeed. With our low overhead costs and high demand for services, you'll be able to hit the ground running and start generating income quickly. Achieve financial success while providing a valuable service to your community. Go to holeinthewallfranchising.com and take the first steps towards achieving your entrepreneurial dreams.
I wonder if you've had a moment that was maybe a setback or a wall that you hit at some point in the process that you could kind of share about.
No, I mean, so far the biggest pitfall was to have to rebrand. But I think from there, I have to say it's been smooth sailing.
Oh, that's
good. You know, the branding in the middle of me franchising, that put a pause for like almost a year. Because during COVID, it took a while for the name to even get approved. So it was like 6 to 8 months. Then we had to go back to the drawing board because that one name didn't get approved. Mm. Now this one. So it was like, oh God, we just spent all this money to franchise and we can't even introduce it. So that was my setback. But now that everything is rocking and rolling, everything is rebranded between my two corporate locations, now it's okay, let's do what we set out to do. And I tell you, it's like I said, it's expensive being able to travel to the broker firms, attaching yourself to all these brokerages and, you know, being present for the calls. And, you know, thank God I got a franchise manager that handles a blunt of that force. But then, you know, they give me all my serious candidates that I need. And it's a good time. I'm really enjoying the process. I am. And, you know, it's starting to yield, you know, dividends. The fruit is starting to come through now. So it's been a long year of waiting. Now this is my year of reaping. So this is dope. I'm excited.
Love it. That's awesome. So you said something about the fruits, and we had a podcast 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the theme that we've kind of adopted this year is roots to fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's always looking for the fruit, but the fruit is a byproduct of having taken care of all the basics, of having watered and fertilized the roots.
That's right.
They're what produce the fruit.
Oh, yeah. They only see where you are now and where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea the blood, sweat, and tears that came before
and,
that.
And it is that, isn't it?
Yeah. And for a long time, man. Like I said, I mean, I was doing this, you know, 7 years prior, you know, brick and mortar. And then I think maybe, you know, 7 years before that, I was doing mobile. So, I mean, you know, working two jobs, working in massage envy part-time, working my private business the other. And it was a lot. But
so know. What's the hopes and dreams 2 years, 3 years, 5 years out from now?
I'm trying to tell you, if we can bring this thing to maybe 1,500 locations.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my goal.
You do have a big vision.
So I'm excited about that. I'm not trying to oversaturate the market. I want a certain amount in every state. And then, but, you know, I'm ready to disrupt the industry quite a bit. I think our branding was going on in the world and everybody really taking heed to their health and taking charge of it. We're right on the forefront of holistic. And I'm excited about that, putting that everywhere.
So you have two locations currently?
Yeah, two corporate locations.
Two corporates, and then how many units? And
right now we signed North Carolina on as our first franchisee. Tampa is literally in the fold already. They've signed up with us maybe like a month after North Carolina, and now we have Melbourne trailing right behind it. So I'm excited and a lot of like strong interest. So step at a time, and you know, thank God I got my team, my construction crew, my architects. Everybody's ready to go.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm like, this is a good part.
Do you have trouble sleeping at night? You're just so excited.
You know, I don't sleep much, period. So
really?
I mean, it's just a thing that I get more things done when my husband and my baby are asleep. I'm way more productive. So, I mean, I end up chopping my things up throughout the day because I'm trying to make them priorities. So, but nighttime is my time. So I get to get some things done quickly, and then I can rest in peace. So it works.
That sounds morbid, doesn't it? But you understood. You understood where I was going.
So you mentioned that your husband is also your business partner.
Yeah.
Does he work in the business every day as well?
Yes, he does. I get to focus on, you know, the brand and franchising portion. He helps a lot with management and in-house. Now he's stepping off to help me more with the franchise because, oh God, I had to pull teeth to get him to quit his corporate job. Like, it's been 4 or 5 years now since he's, you know, moved from there. But I'm like, look, we're not going to fail. I need your help. And, you know, he was the background and my foreground. Allow me, you know, it's my turn now. And we got this. We have to do this together. Right, wrong, and different, whether we work, whether we don't work, this remains. We have a legacy to build for our daughter. And, you know, whatever's going on, we'll always be friends. So I had to give him that. Like, look, you want me to sign a paper to this so you don't worry? You know, it's hard for a man to come from being like, what? Follow the woman? No, no, this is ours. This isn't just mine. I built this underneath your watch and your care and, you know, we can do this together. So I'm glad about it.
Yeah. The challenge of working with family is real.
Yes.
We've had a guest on a couple of times and the family owns Colonial Florist and they work. It's a family run business. And it's like just we did a whole podcast just on the dynamics of working with family. You know, my son works for us. Two of Bill's
sons
work for us. My wife helps us with our account. I mean, there's that dynamic is weird because when I'm working, I'm not dad, I'm boss. Right?
That's right.
But I'm still dad.
Always.
You know, so it's funny. We actually, with our children, is I try to always be a good boss, but dad at the same time. Like even things like I try to tell him I love him when I see him, even if it's in the office full of people, we just say I love you.
Yeah.
But just because he's my buddy, I may even have to discipline him, but I still love you kind of thing. So that it's a weird dynamic to have to kind of navigate. But I think that can happen. And I'm curious, did you have a weird dynamic? Is that something that you've had to navigate or does it work smooth since he's in kind of a different
role? I think as long as we stay in each other's lanes, there's no confusion. You know, he has his strong suits. I have my strong suits. I don't pretend to try to understand certain parts of, you know, of what he's doing and how he's doing it, but we discuss. I try to explain my side of things. I think we started wanting to pull each other's tongue out when when we started, like, crossing into each other's lanes because it makes it complicated for your team.
Yeah.
If he told you to do this, why are you asking me? So that got complicated to have two heads in one place.
Right.
So it's like, if he told you what to do, don't second guess that, do that. If it don't work out, then we'll revisit the drawing board. So it was that, a lot of games playing with the staff that caused complications in the marriage a little bit. So it was like, whoo, don't let them do that. We one band, one sound. Let's figure this out. Make sure we smart enough to ask that question. Wait a minute, did he give you an answer on that? Because we got, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to. Yeah, it's not no wrong way.
But somebody has to ultimately be in charge, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
In each lane.
That's exactly right. So I'm like, as long as we're not crossing into that, this portion of things you ask him. This portion of things you ask me. So as long as you understand that. So I think after a while, I started taking more of a back seat. So it was just me working through him. And then I was able to build the franchise while I kind of backed out and brand awareness and all that stuff. I picked up a whole nother role just to kind of remove myself.
Yeah. We did that when James first came in as a partner. Oh, it's been 10 years ago now. There was that sense where I was kind of sliding off the captain seat and he was sliding on because he had a different skill set than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in out of a, you know, $100 million company and he brought ideas and systems and things that I just didn't have as a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having a conversation with my wife and she's always been so supportive. And I said, man, he's just so capable. I just feel like she goes, ah. She said, think of it as a relay race. She said, he would never have done what you did to run that first leg. Man, I was working for nothing. I was scraping up names and money and bootstrapping. And she said, he never would have done that. But you ran the first leg. Now you hand the baton.
That's it.
And so
stick.
Once what? Yeah, exactly. And so once we accomplish that, now I'm open to find a new lane, which I've had to do maybe half a dozen times in 10 years now, because there's just always something new to do. No, and that's fun for me. My attention span's only, you know, half an inch long anyway. So.
Aren't we? I'm telling you, I think we all suffer from that just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I remember when my kids were small, they'd go to mom and ask mom for a cookie or something, and she'll say no. And then they come to me and ask me.
Try the other guy.
Like when you're talking, what did mom say? Well, she said no. I said, well, if mom says no, we better go with that.
Yeah. I tell you about that adult daycare. Like, hey, what they tell you to do? So I caught myself doing that. Uh-huh. So, it was interesting. But I'm like, you know, I think we got a clean, you know, slate now. I have my sister on. She's the supervisor of both of my locations, my twin brother, Ron. So it's like it is a family business now. Yeah. And that allows us to focus on the franchise and let them deal with the day to day. So, again, we manage them. They handle the rest. And this makes our life a whole lot easier.
But you're building a legacy for your family.
Yes.
You're building a legacy, not just for your biological family, but you're helping small business people create the legacy for themselves and their community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I love about, because we could launch Hole in the Wall, we could do lots of things, but I'm not in the community. I'm not in, you know, we sold a location in the Villages. I don't live in the Villages. Mm-hmm. But the territory that the person we sold to, they're going to be able to support that community that they love, the Villages. And that's what I love about, you're empowering somebody. You help them. We always say when you buy a franchise, you're starting on second base and we're your third base coach, right? Mm-hmm. And being able to help people build a legacy, build a life, a career for them and their family, it's fabulous. And so kudos to you for having the forethought to do this.
No, thank you so much. And I'm like, one of those things, I completely join you and agree with you on that just finding that franchisee for me that wants community involvement is so big, because you don't realize what you're doing for, you know, somebody's parents, their grandparents. It's a whole family type of, you know, healing and situation that if you get one, you get them all. And that we love what we do. We're government vendors as well. So the VA sends us, you know, our veterans like left and right to take care of their acupuncture, their manual therapy, physical therapy, all those things. And then, of course, we get the spouses, and then we get... And then we accept insurance, major payer. So that's our differentiator, too, compared, you know, in comparison to other spas, that now we get the Medicare and we get the senior and we get. So it's like it's like family. It really is. I think it's gotten to a place that our staff has been on so long. They're our team and they are our family now. And the clients that come in, they're coming in once or twice a week. They've been coming in for years. These are lifers. So it's very much that environment of caring about what's going on and caring about our people and making sure that, you know, we heal our community from within and make sure that they understand a level of care that they should be. You know, they're not last. It's not weak to come and, you know, get these ailments checked out versus just brushing it off like, hey, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I could tough this out, I don't got time. You have to make time for yourself, or, you know, your whole family suffers.
Yeah.
So it's strong.
So where did you find the vision for all this? Were you that kid? Were you that high school student that was just had an entrepreneurial spirit or wanted to reach out and help community?
I have to say my mother was real strong in that. I come from a line of nurses, RNs, and midwives, and in military. So in that, we always thought holistic. My mother always treated with something. I think we had the measles. We were slathered up with freaking sardine oil. That was a miserable time. We were miserable. But I'm telling you, if it was natural, she did it. But it worked, you know? So mm-hmm. It was a lot of different stuff, teas and herbal treatments. And it was like, hey, my mom was like, what do you want to go to school for? Like, you know, you're really good at these strong suits and stuff like that. You're going to end up in debt. Why don't you do what you love to do and make money off of that? She's like, you can do so much better than we're doing without having a thumb over you, Chris. I think that you have, you know, strong suits of being a business owner and I do. I see that for you, and you should push forward. And that's exactly what I did.
So she really encouraged you, and that's terrific.
And two, she couldn't afford for me to go to school after she had five kids. So that was a smart way to go about it. But I do appreciate it. She was still right, regardless.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, I couldn't afford to go to college. And, you know, when you have a family of five and, you know,
Was that a disappointing thing for you?
I wanted to go to college.
You wanted to go.
Okay. I did. I wanted to go to college. But I was like, we just could not afford it. So I started being a certificate baby. I would go to school for this and that. Now I'm like 25, 30 different certificates.
Oh, my.
In, highly educated in my craft. But, you know, it was easier for me. And I do. I do love what I'm doing. I knew when I went to school for massage that I was where I was supposed to be. And I was like, this is amazing. So different level of nurse to me that we found another way to treat the human body versus medication and things like that that my mother really wasn't for. So.
Well, I think your story is fabulous.
Very inspiring.
I think that you were definitely built to do what you're doing.
Love
right now.
The energy.
God made you for this reason. So I'm just
feels right.
I love it. I love hearing about it. I can't wait to just watch you grow. Maybe when you get your next 10 units sold, we'll come back on and tell some more horror, some more stories of the journey. So for the audience, if they want to learn more about C3. As the actual business here in Central Florida and your other locations, how do they get a hold of you for that?
Oh, man, I would suggest you take a look at our website, www.c3wellnessfranchise.com, if that's the route you're interested in, or www.c3wellness.com. And that is where you can, like, view our website for our services and all the things that we have to offer. So whether you're interested in the business or pleasure, you have two different options of reaching me through there for sure.
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely love the energy.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service.
You're so inspiring.
Thank you for your military service. Thank you for the service that you're doing to build this legacy for other people. And I just can't wait to watch this some more. Thanks for coming on.
Cool. Thank you.
It's been a great show.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'd like to thank you for listening to the Hole in the Wall Business Podcast with Bill and James. We'd love for you to join our Facebook group and keep the conversation going. If you'd like to learn more about us and our business, check us out at holeinthewall.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to start a Hole in the Wall franchise, go to holeinthewallfranchising.com.